can play ball. So we'll go ahead and get started. Autumn, we need to speak into the microphones. Are we recording today?
They're up, so we should be okay.
Okay, cool. Thank you for doing that. All right, so we will get rolling on our January 5th Environmental Advisory Committee meeting. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Has everyone signed in up front? Okay, great. Thank you. Is everyone having a copy of the agenda? Perfect. All right. So, any questions, additions to the agenda you have in front of you? Chris? Does anyone have any questions, thoughts, feedback on the prior meeting? I think that was the first we've had with the city's Environmental Sustainability Board.
It was good to be together.
Yeah. I do think we both have our little bit different manner of the way we conduct our committees, mm-hmm. and I think they're a little more, they lean towards action, I guess you could say, whereas, you know, our names as advisory, and we carry that pretty well, I think. So, I think it was a good meeting, and it's probably good to check in with them throughout the year, just, you know, for things like that, especially things that provide value to the entire community. One of those is Pollinator Week, which we'll talk about in just a moment. So under new business, Rachel isn't with us because she's having fun in the sun somewhere else. One of the things she's been working on is the Coombs Farm Park, which you may remember is the park over near Westfeld. I believe it's actually across the river from Westfeld. They're building a river walk from Westfeld to Coombs Farm Park. Really interesting project. What you received by email. You need a copy of this? You got one? Is updates through December from prepared by Rachel and Marcus. I think that'll be a great project when it's all done. Probably the bridge would be the most interesting part.
How do we say that? K-U-N-Z?
I think it's Coombs.
Coombs?
Yeah.
I think that's right. Yeah.
It's one of those Hendersonville names like, is it proper pronunciation? People say things like Cashers or Lester. There's probably three or four different ways to say it. Okay. Does anyone have any questions on the handout from Rachel?
So there's no new information in this. I mean, this is just like a write-up of what we talked about before.
Exactly. Yeah. Maybe I haven't studied it closely. Yeah, I think it's just an overview, the planning and benefits, what have you. This is probably something. I think the only addition to this is on the last page of grant applications that are in progress to help fund the construction of the project. Any questions?
Is this something we'll possibly going to end up volunteering with?
Yes, yeah, I think so. I think that both this and the next item on our agenda, the Pollinator Week, will be some items for, you know, there will be some volunteer opportunities. And that those may be good opportunities for us to work with the city's sustainability board. I know they've gotten some good PR from John Connett and folks in the city. City's government around the, I think it's Martin Luther King Park that they adopted and have done cleanup on. So I know it's not something that we've talked about, but again, there may be some opportunities for us to help, whether it's Rachel, engineering, solid waste, what have you. I think there's going to be some good stuff there. around pollinator, we wanted to start talking about this a little bit earlier this year, because last year we kind of, I think we started talking about it in April or something like that. So
yeah.
This, if we're thinking about it ahead of time, obviously we'll have more time to be proactive, and you know, maybe we talk to restaurants, maybe we do some educational program, I don't know, but wanted to start just freezing the skids on talking about it. I know Kim from the ESB is kind of the guru over there, but what we could think about is maybe having someone from the Buncombe County, Asheville Pollinator Week crew come and talk to us, and maybe give us kind of a chronology, you know, how they started and where they're at, and we can kind of beg, borrow, and steal from what they've done.
When is Pollinator Week?
I believe it's June, if I'm not mistaken. Seems like, I think it's like the
yeah,
10th or something
yeah,
like that.
June.
Yeah, June 2017. So, you know, we've got a good 6 months to work towards options, and I think last year we basically decided that we would not try to throw anything together, but plan for next year, and so that's where we're at. Do you guys want to look at having someone come speak to us about it, or at a later meeting? Okay.
Especially from Buncombe,
yeah.
They started it.
Yeah, and they're doing it well.
Definitely. Yeah, and so far it seems like local businesses have been very receptive of it. You know, whether it's a brewery, restaurant, you name it, they've been eager to get involved. So. Tied to that is our meeting schedule for 2017. We basically have voted each meeting when to meet next. I think that's worked well, but at this point in time, I don't have, you know, a file folder here of things that we're going to be working on this year. I mean, we've talked about some things, but we don't have a lot in the hopper right now, so. This is an opportunity to do a couple of things. We could sit here and talk about things we want to focus on and then set a meeting schedule as needed. Or we could say, well, let's drop back to a bi-monthly. Or I think we all agreed previously that quarterly was a little too infrequent to keep us together and keep
it's
us moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm open to suggestions, discussion, what have you.
I won't be here next month anyway, so if you go every two, that would be fine with me.
Is there anything anyone has that you feel like should rise to you know, for us to focus on this year? I know we've done the flip chart thing, and that's been good in the past. Is there anything that you guys want to talk about? I met with Marcus and Rachel in December. We basically talked about opportunities, you know, for us to help. A lot of it is, a lot of these are things that may come up if a certain number of tumblers fall into place. You know, like, for example, there may be opportunities for us to help with composting if something comes from you know, through the commissioners to the staff, et cetera. There may be something from parks that we get involved in, but right now I don't have anything to say, hey, but we should look at this.
Along with Pollinator Week, that piece of property on Grove Street.
Mm. Yeah, that Mike,
that
I think Mike mentioned last night.
14.
Yeah.
Was
that likely
to
happen this year?
You know, I'm not certain about that. I think it sounded like Mike was positive on it. The information he shared with us, the Pollinator Preserve. But I do think it's more exploratory at this point in time. I don't know that they're actually.
It's not a done deal.
I don't think so. I think he said the city attorney was working on it, you know, legalities, what have you. but I don't think it's a, I don't think they're doing groundbreaking tomorrow to, and then the other thing is that I believe it's just supposed to be a habitat, so there may not be.
Yeah, the only actual work, I think, so the city already owns it. The only work to be done was remove invasive species and plant pollinators.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't sound like they had anybody spearheading those efforts.
Right.
But it was like, you know, on, I don't know what on the books is, but it was in everyone's head to move forward with it at some point in the coming years. That was the idea that I swallowed.
Yeah, so maybe that's something just to keep our finger on the pulse of, and maybe there's an opportunity for us to either volunteer or you know, help in some way, shape, or form.
Who's paying attention to that?
Mike Huffman is the one who reported on it to us. I believe he's the one from the city who's working on it. Mike's position is something to do with stormwater or something along those lines. So if I look back at what we talked about this summer, our categories were greenways, gardens, surface water, and energy efficiency. And again, at the present time, I don't think there's a whole lot for us to advocate for around those, but, you know, if you guys have something you think you've seen in the community, what have you, we can dig in. We're flexible in that regard. Or anything else that you think relates to the environment in Henderson County. I just don't have any, I don't have any hot buttons for us to work on.
The Ocklawaha Greenway can use all the support it can get trying to expand to BRCC and beyond.
Yeah, I do know there's a Friends of the Ocklawaha that's working on that. I'm not sure where they're at in the process. I've heard murmurs here and there.
They're still murmuring.
I mean, maybe that's someone we could have come talk to us. Because
yeah,
we, you know,
they'd
we feel
be happy to.
Okay.
Katie and Joe.
Okay.
Joe Sanders.
Okay. Sounds good. So far we've talked about bringing someone from Pollinator Week in the Asheville area to come talk to us, and someone from the Friends of the Ocklawaha, which be Katie or Joe Saunders. Okay. That sound good. So do we want to invite these folks to come talk to us in March, or do we want to try to shoot for a February meeting? I know. It'd be an absentia.
How much time do you think we need to get a pollinator thing going?
That's what I was wondering about. How close are we to
cutting it? Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I think it's a very good question.
It's the beginning of March, so I mean, it might be okay.
Yeah.
With one meeting a month, I mean, it's going to be, if we push, change the meetings up, it's going to be.
Okay.
Tight for Pollinator Week, and we're going to try to plan things out and get things
set. Well, and another thing along the lines of the meeting, when we were doing quarterly meetings, they were like 2-hour meetings, which is exhausting for everybody. So I don't see any reason, since we're dealing with a very concise, you know, topics, that, you know, really there's no reason we should be here definitely longer than an hour, but, you know, most meetings could probably knocked out in 30 minutes if we're on our game, if we're bringing, you know, if we're all coming present and engaged on these, you know, items we have in process. I think that's reasonable. Definitely less than an hour, though. Maybe speakers push that a little bit, but, you know, that's okay. We can give them topics to focus on and say, you have 10 minutes, you know, whatever.
Well, we have had some pretty nice, concise meetings that come on an hour.
Okay. So do we want to stick with a 1-hour meeting for next month? Is there, are you traveling throughout the month, or is it just the first part of the month? Okay.
No, the month.
I'm probably not a dependable
committee
member next month either.
Yeah, we understand. Okay. Well, I do think the summaries that Rachel's been putting together have been helpful to give you kind of continuity from meeting to meeting, whether you're here or not. So we can send you guys those and go from there. But I do think the Asheville pollinator will be a nice, interesting presentation to hear from.
Well, if we do that next month, then that gives us till March meeting to brainstorm on ideas, and then hopefully in March we can come up with a direction.
Okay. Sounds good.
And start assigning tasks.
Yeah.
Don't you think you've bit off enough already in school?
Well, the first order of business is always assigning tasks to those who aren't present today. Yes. That's first. We start there. Low-hanging fruit first. Okay. The other thing I had that as far as old business, we had some items out for, we talked about the joint meeting. Liz, I think it was some of the composting we had talked about, which ties in well with the community garden report that you had sent out to us. Is there anything we need to talk about there? Any questions for Liz on that garden report? I think it was pretty straightforward. I mean,
did you all read it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the same problem is always true of all gardens, whether it's your house or other places. The labor and sticking to it, that's the hardest part.
Yeah, it's the relationship thing with yourself, with your commitment.
Of course, yeah. It's also what keeps Bob Ingalls in business. it's easy to pick up a head of lettuce over there. You know?
This is correct.
Yeah, it's a big commitment.
Right.
Which is my caution.
Of course.
Cautionary tale. But it really does take you out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Especially where we have it. It's been great to get to know that community.
Sure. Yeah, I agree. I personally like the idea of those pollinator patches that Rachel talked about last year, and I think, you know, that may be low-hanging fruit. That may be easy to set up, and, you know, potentially we talk to schools and say, hey, can we set one up with a portion of your student body, you know, Hendersonville High or wherever they're interested in. I think that would be an interesting way to serve the environment, create education around it, but also create the connections you're talking about.
We did plant a lot of herbs that are very loaded with flowers this year. And we put in the milkweed seed that I got from Kim.
Okay, good.
And we had a monarch. One monarch that
That's
we...
That's exciting.
So, and it's beneficial to a vegetable garden to have a lot of pollinating plants. So we're happy to do that from now on. And I would love it if the neighbors would climb onto that idea.
Sure.
To fill their yards with perennials that are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the problem is got to create the connection and make it really easy for them to get involved. Yeah. Yeah, along those lines, one of the things I've seen that some nonprofits do that seems like a pretty unique way to get people, for anyone that uses volunteers, is they'll give out seed packets. It's like a thank you card that dissolves in water. You know, you basically throw in your card, your flower bed, and you've got echinacea or whatever it is. That's, you know, kids love that kind of stuff, obviously. Okay. All right. Well, I think we're set up for a meeting next month. On the first Thursday, and I'm scratching notes over here, so I'll get those to Rachel when she's back from her Caribbean adventure, wherever she is. And any announcements for the good of the group? Anything that you're involved in that you want to share, volunteer wise, what have you?
I talked to Ronnie Pepper yesterday, and he's doing a composting exhibit at the library.
Oh.
There's something happening there.
Yeah. I bet there's information on their website. Check out. Okay. That sounds good. One of the things I thought was interesting about from the last meeting was Marcus had talked a little bit about the old composting program they had and the bins. You know, maybe that's something I think we said that the county can't do that because you're selling something, but maybe there's another group in town that would be interested to help with that. But that may be a way to help with some of that connection we're talking about, getting some of the organic waste out of the mainstream at the transfer station. Okay.
I saw a video, I think it was Austin, Texas. I'll try to find it and send you the link. It's a couple of brothers who started collecting garbage.
It's the ones on bikes? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they now have about 12 or 13 or 14 separate businesses that are all related to recycle, repurpose, reuse.
Interesting.
And they have a huge composting enterprise is one of their. And it would be along the lines of Danny's Dumpsters and all the our wish list of what we would like to be doing that we're not doing, because no one's figured out a way to make it economical.
Right.
So it is to get it done. And they have yet to turn a profit after 9 years.
Oh, these guys in
but
Texas.
They kept investing and expanding. So, but if you're interested, it's a fascinating business.
Yeah.
And I'll
please feel free if you guys come across anything you think would be insightful or useful to anything we do here. You know, we have all of our emails, so you could always reply to the email that Rachel sends out with agenda, what have you. Fair game. So.
I better not get any Trump emails.
here. But it would be an economic endeavor that the county might be willing to back.
Yeah. I don't think the whole idea of a loss would be.
Well, no, you don't have to keep expanding. You can.
Yeah.
Well, I was just giving it back.
I know. They're working on some stuff. Marcus is working on it as part of the solid waste management plan, but it's early in the process. So I think we'll get an opportunity to look at that probably sometime in the budget cycle, I would say. So that starts in February when everybody starts.
Actually, we'll start here in a couple of weeks in January.
Oof.
They'll do their budget retreat.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but it'll be June before they actually approve it.
She's so excited, can you tell? Okay, yeah, so it's quickly approaching. Okay, sounds good. So we've got a meeting scheduled for next month. We'll confirm that with the clerk just to make sure the room's available and get it out to everyone. Have a new addition in the Ellis household, probably.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Do like the 10th or 12th or something.
Okay. Sounds good. We won't make you come to a meeting in your last days.
Yeah. Well, the problems will be the days thereafter.
No, of course. It's all a problem.
Yeah.
It's all going to be a ride. Okay. Well, good. Well, thanks for everybody coming today. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Solid. Second. Right. Thanks, guys.